Okay, on the line I have Joan Donnellan from Colchester College. Good morning to you, Joan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Not at all, and a busy, busy time for you down there, as always in the college, really.
Yes, it's the first week of term is just over, and I will say, you know, it's the middle of September, but all courses stop enrolling the last day of September, and that applies to all PLC colleges across the city. So if you're, anyone is hesitating, come down before the last day of September, any morning, just for a chat. You know, have a look at the website if it's too far to travel. Just come and explore us before it's too late.
Okay, people can look up colchestercollege.ie.
Yes, and of course we've night courses too, by the way, as well, and they're all on our website.
Okay, well, give us an example, a sample rather, of some of the courses that you have on, especially for the adults. Well, when I mean over 30s.
Well, now, Noel, we have adults, like our average age for full-time students is 26.
Okay.
And we have part-time students ranging from, we'll say, 19 to 65. We have, right across the board, a real diverse group of students, which is fantastic. So we also cater for students with learning difficulties. We have maybe 15% or so who would declare some kind of difficulty. We have the supports for that. We have somebody from the National Learning Network here every Monday assessing their needs. So we cater for a really broad spectrum. It's so interesting to say to you that I could have students who have 450 points, who missed science in UCD, for example.
Okay.
And then I could have somebody who didn't do the Leaving Cert. And it's a level playing pitch. They all are offered the same opportunities if they have the capacity to learn and to join us on that journey. So it's very interesting. I would have mature students who would have been early school leavers and who maybe have had a very negative experience of school. And it's wonderful to see, even in the first week, the changes in some of them.
Yeah, and I mean, you make the courses quite convenient as far as time is concerned for to suit people of all ages and no matter what they're doing, working or otherwise.
Yeah, well, there are three there part-time courses that they can do over either 2 days or 3 days, depending on the course. And by the way, they are free if you have a medical card, for example, or on disability, or have some kind of social welfare payment. They're absolutely free to do, and they're part-time. And a lot of adults get a wonderful kick out of, you know, finding something to do during the day. I was looking at the horticultural class this morning out in the garden, absolutely reveling in the September sunshine and saying, I love it. This is great. And finding new friends, and they're going for coffee together. And it's not all about education, enjoying it and finding kindred spirits. Because if you don't enjoy it, you're not learning a thing.
Indeed, it's all about integration and socialising as well.
It is. It is. And just finding common ground. And some of them just need that. And particularly if they're young people that have left school early or just have had a poor experience. Sometimes I have students here who have dropped out of third level and they're trying to find their way back in, or they just don't know where to go next. And we're very mindful that there are new apprenticeships out there in the business field, in logistics and in science, unheard of really in the past. And we are mindful to try and encourage that, not just say, you know, everyone should go to university, because it doesn't suit everybody to go to university.
Mm.
We're very proud of our progression rates to university. We've had a lot of students last year from our two science classes who are in DCU, Trinity, UCD, but also we have students who are into and say, I'm in the bank. Isn't that wonderful? I met one of my students the other day working in a supermarket in Clontarf, and I said, are you still in the supermarket doing the part-time? He said, I'm finishing next week. I'm going to the Deutsche Bank. I've got a job straight from a level 5 business course.
Wow, that's terrific. Because I imagine
that's a great result.
And I'm sure, Joan, with a lot of the students, maybe a little bit unsure, maybe torn between a couple of subjects, can go down and have a chat, and they will be advised as usual.
Yes. I mean, like, I'm here every day. I'm the guidance counsellor. The only couple of days I won't be here next week is I'm over at the higher options in the RDS, which is on. It's a 3-day college event, mainly for 5th and 6th years in schools, but open to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
All the colleges in the country and indeed in the UK, the major colleges are there with their stands. So, but other than that, I'm here every day, and there's somebody here all the time to sort of talk to you and direct and say, look, this is what you should do. I had a student here this morning and torn between science and business and wanting to do accountancy maybe, and I was saying, well, with science, as a science degree, as a graduate, you can still do accountancy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the huge pharmaceutical firms like Pfizer have huge accountancy departments. So there's a crossover there. So, you know, but you just need to have that chat and tease it out. And it's often just a one-to-one chat can make all the difference.
Okay, and of course, the site is there, cholestercollege.ie. But I think the best thing to do, really, is people should really go down and have a look around and have a chat. And it's more familiar, I think, than looking at a website, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, we're in a lovely little village here. I've worked in a lot of places, but I'm 10 years here. It's a really nice little hub. You have the trains, you have the buses, you have lots of coffee shops. It's a lovely crossroads, if you like. And it's just a very pleasant place to work. And I've had students who've left and come back and said to me, you know, they found everybody very friendly here, everybody from the canteen through to the front office. We're just a very happy bunch, and I'm very pleased to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be here if I wasn't happy.
Is there some of the courses, maybe, obviously there is, more popular than others, but have taken on more popularity over the past couple of years? Or is it all sort of into digital stuff and
Well, do you know,
IT
our animal
and all
science
that?
Course is probably our most popular course. And you have students in there who, you know, want to go on to, some of them not sure at the start, but then they stream off into animal grooming or dog training or into kenneling or dog walking and all of that. But others are on that track because they're thinking of science, maybe zoology. We have a handful of students every year who progress to wildlife biology down in IT Tralee.
Mm-hmm.
We've one student last year from last year's group that has gone off to the UK to do veterinary physiotherapy, a course that doesn't exist in this country. So sometimes it opens up their minds by taking that year to see what's out there, because sometimes they need a taster. And it's far better to have that taster than commit to maybe a 3 or 4 year degree in something. I had a very worried call from a student yesterday morning who's about to enroll in DCU. On Monday morning next to register, I should say,
mm-hmm.
and on a course that she doesn't really want, and it was way down her list. So I told her, look, she needs to steady her ship, think that very carefully through. It's a huge commitment, and beware of the punitive fees that will kick in, mm-hmm. if she stayed there and dropped out late in the year.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, She's thinking of looking at a PLC for the year to see if she absolutely sure about her track. And I would have students like that who have deferred CAO places. And I think they're very wise and very brave, because they're not doing the cool thing what's seen as cool as, oh, straight go into college.
Mm-hmm.
Because the clever ones say, no, if this is way down my list, I'm only taking my third or fourth choice here.
Okay.
And So that's why it's so much better to come and have a chat and tease and unravel all that.
I was going to say there, as well as all the courses, that wonderful, wonderful advice from yourself there as the guidance counsellor, Joan. Thank you very much for talking to us here in RFM. And up to the end of September, it's available to go down.
The last day of September,
okay.
For this academic year.
Okay,
and,
so still nearly 2 weeks left.
Yeah. And you're so welcome. And look at our website, look at our Facebook as well. That's a busy place too. And sure, we'll be delighted to have a chat with you.
Okay, always a pleasure to talk to you, Joan. Thank you
and
very
you.
Much. Thank you.
And thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Joan Donlan, Guidance Counsellor at Cholester College of Further Education. A wonderful lady. It's great there, the enthusiasm, as I say, as well as the courses, you have Joan there to talk to you as well. Drop down. I think the website's there, cholestercollege.ie, if you want to. But I think it's always wise to drop down and have a chat with someone on site.